The National Biodiesel Board is holding its National Biodiesel Conference in San Diego, California. That's coming up here in just a very short time. And with me in this interview to talk about the conference and talk about the agenda and the things that are going on is Joe Jobe, who is the executive director for the National Biodiesel Board. And Joe, I'd like first of all to have you tell us just what is the National Biodiesel Conference.
The conference really grew out of our annual research conference. We had a conference, a brainstorming conference, bringing in all of the most influential researchers on biodiesel research. We've done that for over a decade and really started out small, but as more and more people wanted to be included in that, it grew and grew until we had to organize it into a regular conference. And eventually we just decided it's time to evolve that effort into a full-blown conference with other tracks other than just technical tracks. And now we have educational sessions for a technical track, a fuel distribution track, a policy and regulations track, a markets track, and a users track, all with tailored educational sessions for individuals and entities in those respective fields.
Who are the people who come to the conference, and what is it they're expecting to find or learn when they get there?
Our first year was in Palm Springs, California, and we hoped to get to 400 people. We had almost 600 people. Then last year, we doubled that with about 1,100 people at our conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then this year in San Diego, we're expecting over 2,000 people. And so it is a very diverse group of participants that are coming to this conference and exhibitors from all aspects of industry that either are directly or indirectly involved in the biodiesel industry, leaders in the biodiesel industry that are involved in biodiesel production and distribution, as well as farmers and other feedstock producers and suppliers that provide raw material to this industry, services to this industry in terms of folks that provide feasibility studies for plant and production and distribution, entities that provide chemicals and additives and insurance services and legal services and support services to this industry. One of the things, if someone tells you that they're a leader in the biodiesel industry, you can ask them if they're planning on attending the conference in San Diego, and if they tell you that they're not, you can pretty much bet they're probably not a leader in the biodiesel industry.
Maybe you could touch on the different types of activities that people will find when they get to Biodiesel Conference this year.
Every day starts out with a general session that is going to talk about various themes, including fuel quality, environmental drivers and impacts, market drivers and impacts, key speakers, public figures that are coming to speak, dignitaries, experts in the field of biodiesel, the field of energy, and the environment, all talking about how biodiesel and the biodiesel industry is impacting our energy supply and commerce. And then morning and afternoon sessions, there will be educational sessions every day. We will have some pre-conference sessions. Some of those are free and some of those are sign-up. For example, folks who provide feasibility study and production analysis, there's some additional sign-up opportunities to take part in additional educational efforts. There's network opportunities on Saturday as a golf tournament. On Sunday is a huge Super Bowl party. That will be a lot of fun with the actual conference kicking off on Monday and going through Wednesday noon. There will be other networking opportunities in the evening. Biodiesel America is a new book by Josh Tickell that is being launched at this conference. It's a very comprehensive and analytical look at all various elements of the biodiesel industry, past, present, and future. There's a book launch on Monday evening and some other networking opportunities Monday, as well as Tuesday evening, some networking opportunities to really closely interact with all of the various stakeholders in the biodiesel industry. A lot of business gets done. A lot of folks make a lot of connections, and a lot of plans and operational strategies are made at this Biodiesel Conference. In addition to that, the National Biodiesel Board and the Governing Board will be meeting and setting plans and strategic direction for the industry going forward. So there's an enormous amount of information and business that will be going on that week, and a lot of impact will be made on biodiesel and the industry that during that week.
So there are all kinds of activities, and I think one of the most interesting ones that I understand will be taking place at this year's conference, that you'll be doing this live satellite broadcast with Willie Nelson. Can you tell us what the purpose of that is and when that will take place at the conference?
Willie Nelson has been such an enormous advocate for biodiesel. Willie has been involved in advocating policy issues for agriculture and for energy. Believe it or not, I mean, Willie Nelson is a real advocate for truckers. If you talk to a trucker, On the Road Again is sort of their unofficial national anthem, second, of course, to the actual national anthem. Willie Nelson has such a fan base and so much respect with farmers and with truckers, and biodiesel is such a natural fit because it is farmers fueling truckers and truckers supporting farmers. That's just such a nice fit for Willie, and so Willie has been advocating biodiesel for a couple of years and in fact has put his money where his mouth is in terms of trying to help support the biodiesel industry and make it more available. He came out with a line of his own biodiesel product called Bio Willie. It's a B20 blend that he is trying to make available to truckers throughout the country, and just about every Wednesday on Bill Mack's Open Road on XM Radio. Bill Mack is the satellite cowboy and one of the most renowned syndicated nationwide trucking shows on the air. About every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Time, Willie goes on Bill Mack's show and takes callers from truckers calling in from all over the nation. They can talk to Willie about anything they want to, and almost all of them, many of them, most of them, all want to talk about biodiesel. Willie has generated so much interest in biodiesel in the trucking market that it really is a exciting phenomenon. We are going to do that show, that Wednesday with Willie show, at its normal time and normal time slot, right there, live from the conference, from the stage of the general session on Wednesday, and actually end the conference with that broadcast.
I think that sounds like it ought to be very interesting. Looking forward to that. And one last element that I would like to touch on is you do have a trade show here at this conference, and maybe you could touch on what types of companies will be exhibiting that the attendees will get to see when they're there.
The trade show will be a very diverse trade show. Anybody that sells biodiesel, markets, distributes biodiesel will be there available. Folks that offer products for raw materials or chemicals or additives, petroleum industry partners will be there, as well as anybody that supports or provides services to the biodiesel industry, provides legal services or engineering services or feasibility study analysis, or computer companies that provide data and programs that will help support and monitor and track biodiesel operations. It just really runs the gamut from folks that provide products and services that supplement and support the biodiesel industry. A lot of exciting stuff that many people don't know about and are going to be unveiled and make their debut and be launched at this conference. It really is something that for anybody that is interested in the biodiesel industry, directly or indirectly, should really look into if you're involved in the biodiesel industry, directly or indirectly. You just really can't miss it.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have a great conference this year in San Diego. I'm certainly looking forward to being there. And, of course, we'll be posting this interview on the official Biodiesel Conference blog, which is at blog.biodieselconference.org. And, again, interviewing here with the Executive Director for the National Biodiesel Board, and that is Joe Jobe. Thank you very much. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.